Every 5 years, the government updates its guidance on what it thinks you should be eating to stay healthy. The big change this time around, the government is finally putting a limit on sugar, saying it should make up no more than 10% of your daily calories. So if you're on a 2,000 calorie a day diet, that's about 50 grams of sugar. Drink more than one regular can of soda, and you've already maxed out. And while the recommendations on sugar are stricter, the guidance on cholesterol is looser. That 300 milligram daily limit is gone. While no more than 10% of your calories should come from saturated fat, eggs are back in, so long as you don't overdo it. You do have to cut back on salt, no more than 2,300 milligrams a day. That's just about a teaspoon, so not a lot. Here's what a healthy meal plan would look like. Seafood, at least 8 ounces a week. You want 2 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of veggies every day, with all the colors of the rainbow. For your starches, go whole grain with brown rice, quinoa, oats. Coffee can actually do more good than provide that morning caffeine fix. Up to 5 cups a day are associated with a range of benefits to your health. And while the new guidelines certainly don't suggest you start drinking alcohol, if you do, you should feel okay about doing it in moderation. 1 drink a day for women, 2 for men. And also remember that guidelines are just that, guidelines. I'm a firm believer that you already know how to eat well, so let this serve as a reminder, and don't forget your common sense.